And welcome to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. Let's get started with a set of kind of sultry music. Something to, just get you in the mood, I guess. This one is called Come On Over, Turn Me On, here on Ear Candy.
Thank you. moment. Life can happen so fast. From the first moment I knew I would love you to the last. Looking around.
wondering how much more I can hurt. Hey, old man, what are your plans for me? Where am I bound? Looking up for the next thing that brings me down. I'm looking up for the next thing.
Yes, that is none other than Shelby Lynn here on Ear Candy. She's got a very interesting story. That song was called Looking Up. It's from a record called This Is Shelby Lynn. I think she won Best New Artist at the Grammys, and it was record number 6. I think it was a record called I Am Shelby Lynn, which I would highly recommend. This track, Looking Up, came from This Is Shelby Lynn, which is also a very good record. Her and her sister, Shelby Lynn, her last name is actually Moore. And her sister, Allison Moore, who is also a very well-known singer-songwriter, saw their father murder their mother. He did it in front of their eyes and then killed himself. So there's a lot of heavy stuff that went on in the lives of these two sisters. And they've both made a mark for themselves as singer-songwriters, but they have a heavy story behind all of it. Anyway, very sultry song. We kind of played a sultry set of music there. Before that, we heard Jill Barber and To the Last, very James Bondian sort of vibe going on there with the guitars, that swimming guitar sound. That's off her record called Fool's Gold. And we started off with Come On Over, Turn Me On. Oh, you gotta love a song title like that. That's Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanegan. Isabel writes all the music, writes all the songs, and used to put out these duet albums with Mark Lanegan. He would just come over and do the vocals. So let there be no doubt about who the musical mastermind and the person who had to slave over all the music was. It was Isabel Campbell off a record called, actually I forget, I think it was called Devil Dirt. I might be wrong though. I'm often wrong. Speaking of me, I'm Mark O'Connor. The show again is Ear Candy. We kind of do upbeat, up-tempo pop rock songs here on the show. And we'll just keep the tunes a rolling. I mean, that last set was very sultry, right? Very summery. Well, we're just going to go into some pop songs. I'm going to play one from Dan Auerbach called Living in Sin. It's off of a record called Waiting on a Song, which is also a great little song in and of its own right. Here on Ear Candy, Living in Sin.
You seem to deal with it all right. Girl, you know that I meant well. I promise you that I won't tell. Your touch is electrical. I'm so susceptible. We know we have always been living in sin. Living in sin. Living in sin. Living in sin. Not right, I can't have you in daylight. I need your spiritual voodoo. You're my cynical guru. Mine is exceptional. You keep it so flexible. You know you have always been living in sin. Living in sin. Into something that feels right. You're gonna hear me shouting from the top of a mountain. The world's in an awful mess, but you and me were awful blessed. We know we have always been living in sin. Living in sin. Living in sin. Living in sin.
grip of your spirit, I was free to my shame. When I learned your name, every tree took blossom. In the rich grows of autumn, every season the same, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, ho, hey, ho. That is Mrs. Vanderbilt from Paul McCartney and Wings off of Band on the Run many, many years ago. What's the use of worrying? What's the use of hurrying? What's the use of anything? Yeah, well, you know, he recorded that record down in a jungle, living in a tent. Well, not living in a tent, but down in the jungle, so to speak, in Nigeria. He thought EMI had a studio there, and for whatever reason, he and the band decamped. Well, two of the members quit. So only he, his wife Linda, and Denny Lane showed up to record that record, and it turned out to be a classic. And McCartney admitted that his band members quitting on him really motivated him to make a great record. And they literally were quit like the day before they were to get on the jet plane and go to Nigeria. Before that tune, we heard something called When I Learned Your Name from Daniel Romano off of Modern Pressure, which I think is Daniel Romano's finest record. And then we heard Living in Sin, Dan Auerbach, one half of the Black Keys, on a solo jaunt. This was his second solo record called Waiting on a Song. And yeah, that's, I think it was a love letter to all the music, everything he loves about music, maybe other than the blues rock thing he does with the Black Keys. So it's a real pop record. It's got a real 70s sound to it, a real songwriter record. I hope you like that tune. I know I love it. I do. The show's Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You might be listening to the show some other later date, some other place in Canada. You might be listening to it on the Voice of Bombay in Norris Point, Newfoundland and Labrador, possibly on Radio Belle Isle, which is a little island that's part of Newfoundland and Labrador, but just a little bit to the north, north and west of Newfoundland proper. You might be listening to it on CKXU in Lethbridge. You might be listening to it on Simon Fraser University in Burnaby. You could be listening to it in Prince George, possibly up the road at CHSR and our sister station in Fredericton, or Caper Radio. It's been a long-standing show on Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Perhaps in Mississauga on the community radio station in there, just east of Montreal. All kinds of places you might be hearing the show, and I want to thank our partners for airing the program, and I hope you listeners are liking it too. I've got you in mind as I spin the tunes, that's for sure. All right, we're going to go to something a little weirder. Yeah, I think that's maybe the right word. We had sultry, we've had sort of right straight down the middle pop songs, and now we're going to get things a little vibier, a little stranger, but still catchy. Still interesting stuff. We're going to hear something from the She-Devils. They're a Montreal duo. And we're going to hear something called Make You Pay here on Ear Candy.
I'll make you pay for this. that there's an old saying for the game you've been playing, or realize that there's a cold truth and it'll stall you when the horse has died.
Yes, that's Horse from Mike Trask off a record called Derealization. You may not realize that that was the name of the song. Or if you did, you can derealize it now. Anyway, Mike Trask, originally from Memram Cook. His family was in the commercial fishery business. I don't know if he was hauling lobster traps, but working hard. Those guys get up early in the morning. Yeah, I love that. So it's kind of an eccentric set there. Something a little bit left of center, but catchy and weird and funny and lovely and all the stuff I love about music. There's a Moon in the Sky by the B-52s. There's a Moon in the Sky called The Moon. You may not have known that because, for instance, if you were on Mars, the way Elon Musk wants a million human beings to be, you don't call the moon there the moon because there's, well, number one, there's two of them. And number two, the name the moon is already copyrighted and taken by the moon on Earth. You follow? The B-52s were way ahead of their time. That's what I think. Doing their kind of crazy brand of surf rock with theremin and soprano voices. I know Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson just had a chemistry with their vocals, the harmonies they could do, the notes they could reach, the crazy extremes they would go to. Very much influenced by Yoko Ono, no doubt. And we started things off with She-Devils. That's a Montreal duo and a track called Make You Pay. A little more ominous than normal, but I just like the song. I like the song. I like the group. I thought you might like them too. The fellow in the band, I don't know his name off the top of my head, he's really into the kind of production work. It's very spacey. He's got somebody he loves and emulates and is inspired by. So he's got all these blurps and beeps and just crazy things that he does production-wise, sonically. But I would also say and make the argument that underneath it all, there's quite a bit of influence from surf rock. And that's really why I put the three songs together. Make You Pay, There's a Moon in the Sky, Called the Moon, and Horse. They all, for me, have some element of, I don't know, that surfy vibe, the guitar thing. Now, I might be wrong about the Horse song. But that's why I actually did it. So I might be wrong, but my intentions were good. My intentions were good. And listen, why don't we move the show along to more music and everything like that? But we're going to do things that sound kind of classic rocky. In fact, I've got an idea for a future show where I will play you songs by current artists where they play songs that were written way back when, weren't hits way back when, and the current artists actually do a better version of them than the original. In fact, the originals would be rather obscure. But that's not quite what I'm playing today. I'm going to play three songs that obviously have a lean heavily on that classic rock vibe. But let me see now. No Sinner, that's a Vancouver band. Partner, that's a duo. Two ladies rocking it out of Sackville, New Brunswick. We're going to hear Everybody Knows. And The Hair Song, a song literally about long hair from Vancouver's Black Mountain. So we got two West Coast songs sandwiched with an East Coast song. Yeah, that sounds like a sandwich everyone would want to eat. This one is All Woman, No Sinner, here on Ear Candy.
Like a child, but I'm willing. knew she had to go too. And on the deck while I waited for her to get dressed, sparked up another one, and I was such a mess that I confess that my professor wouldn't look me in the eye. Lizzie, everybody knows you're high.
Hair song from Black Mountain. You know, I was just thinking how jealous I was The hair. It's like, oh, stop teasing me. That's what I think. And we heard before that, Everybody Knows Partner Sackville Duo. And, you know, it's kind of a comical song about being high all the time. And I love the song. It's cool. It's whatever. But man, lives lost to drugs. Not cool. Don't like that one little bit. No Sinner, All Woman. That's actually a song that was written in the 70s, but done by No Sinner. Colleen Renison is the voice and the force behind that little group. And terrific, terrific. Way better than the original. You can YouTube it. You can go search the original, hear All Woman, and you can hear the vibe. The song's there. It's well written. It's well done. It's well performed and all that stuff. But No Sinner has amped it up a bit, really found all the sweet spots, made it more powerful, better version. Okay, it's 4:55 according to the control board here at the station at Local FM. And that means our time is coming to an end. Our hour is up. You'll have to come back next week and we'll do it all over again. I've got a show already lined up for you. I've been curating it and chipping away at it and modifying it and changing it and obsessing over it just for you. So you come back next week, we'll call it a date. And we're going to leave you with something a little more sedate. This one is from Oh Susanna, a record called A Girl in Teen City, kind of a reminiscence of her younger days. This is Susie Ungerleiter, who uses the nom de plume Oh Susanna for all of her musical output. And she's reminiscing about her younger days as a young punk rebel in Vancouver. So A Girl in Teen City, and there's this lovely song I really am quite taken with called The Dark Room at the School. Yes, indeed. Listen to this. See you next week.
Under the muted crimson glow, our exposure time just so. We speak not, but we both know, in the dark room at the school. Among the hanging photographs and images in plastic bags, we push the f-stop up by half in the dark room at the school. In the dark room at the school, the dark room at the school. You were my love, I was your fool, in the dark room at the school. In the dark room at the school. In the dark room, the dark room at the school. Done, placed on the paper one by one. A flash of artificial sun in the dark room at the school. And as we lie upon the floor, a sudden knock upon the door. So we zip up our jeans once more in the dark room at the school. In the dark room at the school, the dark room at the school. You were my love, I was your fool, in the dark room at the school. In the dark room, in the dark room, the dark room at the school. Yes, in the dark room. In the dark room.
around, see your sunny face, run from you. I look around, see your sunny face, hide from you.
I bet the hole was a hole, cause for another way, the dues, the days, the doors, the walls, we try to break away the mold of the peace, the sleep, the wakes, the shake, the hate, just to get the other side.
I look around, see your sunny face, run from you. I look around, see your sunny face, hide from you.
Try to break away the mold above, the peace, the sleep, the wakes, the shake, the hate, just to get the other side.